With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Baltimore Orioles, baseball. Yeah, five in a row right now. 2.5 games back of the wild card. One game under 500, so I asked Masson's O's extra pre and post game, Rick Dempsey. Rick, what is the key to the Orioles' recent success?
They're starting pitching, Robbie. Have you been watching these games or what?
I have been watching them, man.
I know you have, because you and I will text during the course of the game, after the game, all hours of the night, trying to find out what was going on this season, but I really do think that this ball club is in the best position they've been all season long. Good starting pitching. None of those wins against Kansas City were luck, broken bat single, call by the umpire, some crazy thing that might give a team momentum. They've really done it with their starting pitching and the timely hitting, and that's as simple as I can put it. They're going pretty good right now. A lot of confidence, and I think this is legit. I think they're finally locked in as good as they're going to get with their starting pitching.
So what do you think of Jeremy Hellickson, his first outing? I mean, when he got picked up, I looked at his numbers. I'm like, ERA of nearly five, actually. He wasn't, having a great season. But he looked pretty damn good last night.
Well, he did. He threw a lot of strikes, and, he's got that slingy little motion with his arm. Everything looks pretty simple, and then all of a sudden the arm just kind of speeds up one time and average the next, take a little off here and there. I love the curveball. It really threw everybody off balance last night. We're talking about a lineup that's pretty much handcuffed us for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. The first baseman, Moustakas, those guys, Hosmer, they just kill us every time we face them. And it isn't that they knock us off the map or anything. It's just that they know how to play the one-run game. They got a nice balance in their offense. They can steal bases and do the little things that it takes to win ball games. Their pitching is pretty solid, and their bullpen was great. And we just couldn't get an edge on them. They come into Baltimore, and we spank them for three games in a row. Are you kidding me? And they weren't close ball games. They got beat last night 6-0. I mean, I love the way this ball club has really turned around right now. They really had to do it. I've been waiting to see this all season long. They tricked me the first 30 days of the season. I was thinking, these guys are better than I've seen them in quite a long time. And then all of a sudden, they just took a complete turnaround and went in a direction I could not understand what was going on with these guys. Were we really that bad or just so unprepared for that part of the season? I couldn't figure it out. But now it seems like Bundy, Gausman, all of them are starting to, Hellickson now. Miley even looked a little bit better. If they keep moving in this direction, Robbie, I can see us going on the West Coast and picking up a couple more games out there, coming back home, and really seriously getting back in this race.
Now, I hope you're right here with Rick Dempsey from O's Extra Pre and Post Game. Rick, the new acquisition, one of the latest acquisitions, this kid Beckham. Again, I didn't know what to expect from him. Van Duquette called him a late bloomer. He hit a ball over the second baseman's head yesterday, which many people would get a double. He ended up with a triple. What does he add to this lineup as well as this defense?
Well, it's early speed. I don't want to make the same mistake I made the first 30 days of this season, saying, well, guy, everybody looks better than I've ever seen them look. We've got this division wrapped up if they keep playing like this and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he looks really good out of the chute so far offensively. Three of his four hits already have been the opposite way. He's using, the field like he should. Hasn't been buried inside trying to pull the ball yet. So he looks pretty good, so far, and I think Dan's got a good call on it. But, it's going to be hard to replace a J.J. Hardy on defense. I've got to see the kid play a little bit more. I saw him in Tampa Bay. He did okay, you know, but, I mean, he's got the tools, and if he stays focused like he has these first two ball games, we've got a replacement right there.
Hey, Rick, it looks like we have a bit of a like a six-man rotation now for a little bit. I know Bundy can use the rest because he looks terrific when he came back. He was dominant after that long rest.
Wow.
Is there a downside, though, to have for some pitchers if they have off too long?
Absolutely there is. You know, a six-man rotation is way too much time off the field without the feel of that baseball in your hand. That is a key for a lot of pitchers. I go back to the era where we had the four-man rotation. That, to me, seemed like the perfect sequence for every pitcher once every fourth day. But then Jim Palmer had to go and ruin that for everybody because he was so good during the course of his career. They wanted to make him last longer, so they said, well, let's just make it a five-man rotation. The next thing you know, all of baseball's got a five-man rotation trying to save their best pitchers on their staff. And so now they're thinking about going to a six-man rotation, but that's too much. You lose a feel for the off-speed pitches. If you're 6 days away, you know, on the mound, I wouldn't want to see that happen. But not a bad idea in this rotation right now because it was an awfully hot couple weeks right there for this team. You could see them kind of sliding a little bit. Everybody looked tired in that rotation, lethargic, couldn't throw the ball over. That one extra day has kind of perked everybody up. Bundy looked fantastic the other day. I mean, he was finally throwing over his front side downhill, able to get to the outside corner from right-handers and lefties, actually. And he threw some unhittable pitches. That's what you want to see, you know, him being able to make pitches. Then did you notice, Robbie and you guys, that he went to the curveball late in that game? And he threw some incredibly good curveballs. Did you see the look on Perez's face when he walked back to the dugout?
He looked like he was befuddled.
I was laughing hysterically because he knew he had just seen something that he hadn't seen all season long. Bundy made some pitches and that were just that were fantastic. You know, reminds me of the old days when and I had some Cy Young Award winners out there making those kind of pitches. But Gausman did the same thing the other day. It's like I actually saw him shake off a pitch on a two-strike no-ball situation and throw a curveball down in the dirt away and get a strikeout. That's progress in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Here with Rick Dempsey from O's Extra Pre and Post Game Show. Now, Rick, Justin Verlander pitches tomorrow night for the Tigers as they're here for a four-game set. His last start was on the 30th. He went six innings, giving up no runs on five hits. Almost like he was showcasing himself, begging to be traded. He did not get traded. So do we see the Justin Verlander who went 3 1/3 and he's given up seven runs against Cleveland early in July? Or do we see the Justin Verlander who was mowing down the Houston Astros offenses in the last start?
No way of telling, you know, what he's going to do. He's a veteran guy. He's been a superstar. You know, he knows how to pitch. If you give him a little momentum or some edge, you know, he can close the door on you. But he's vulnerable, Robbie, and you know he doesn't have the velocity he used to have. He's got to change speeds a little bit more. If we're patient with him, we can get him. And the key really is to keep their offense from exploding. You know, they've got those guys that are really capable. They're going to be spoilers going down the stretch here. They're a team that, you know, if you're not really knowledgeable about how to pitch them in tough situations, they can really, really hurt you. And they'll put big numbers, big crooked numbers up on the board. So, you know, get ahead. That's a key. You put them on the defensive the minute you throw strike one. There's so many guys that need to do that. Wade Miley, that big slow curveball, you know, something really, really off speed. He's got to use it because he's not a power pitcher. I noticed how much he tries to throw hard in to these right-handers. The right-handers in that Detroit lineup will crush anybody, even with more velocity than Miley. If you try to beat him in there, you're not going to be able to do it. You've got to be smart. Miley is a smart pitcher. I've seen him do some pretty incredible things before he came here. I'm waiting to see some incredible things from him. Still, I think it's in there, and a lot of them, too, at the same time. Gausman, he's a different kind of pitcher, and so is Bundy. Tillman's got to get back on track. You know, we know what he's capable of doing. He's flying all over the place. Yeah. He hasn't found that release point yet or that comfort zone. I'm hoping he does that tonight. So, but we've got an interesting little ball club going down the stretch here, and they're in a good place mentally and physically.
There he is, Rick Dempsey. Rick, keep the wins coming, my friend. Keep them coming.
You keep them coming, man. I love those text messages because you've got that passion like I've got. I love it when they get going because you see nothing but rainbow.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.